common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here yet. We'll try to get him at the first break, because I've already talked to him, and I know he's standing by. But right now, of course, we want to talk perhaps about the very real danger of an EMP attack on America. And I certainly gave a talk on that this weekend, and I think it's vitally important that people understand that the average American has no realization of the very real threat that we face today. Now, if you study the background of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack on America, you'll find out that some military officers have actually testified before congressional committees that it isn't really a matter of if or whether or not we're going to have an EMP attack on America, but when that attack is going to occur. And, of course, what would an EMP attack entail? It would entail one of two things, either a massive solar flare, and we get these about every 100 years, and it simply knocks out the electronic apparatus on the Earth. The last major EMP flare was in 1859. At that time, we didn't have an extensive electric grid like we have today, and it simply knocked out the telegraph services all across America. Well, they could be easily reconstituted because they were based upon battery power. Today, we're dependent upon a grid, and that grid is so susceptible to an EMP attack because it's all interlocked, and there are very, very convenient and economic ways that the solution could be repaired, certainly at the most a few billion dollars, $10 to $20 billion over a 10-year period would not certainly even put a dent into our budget. And yet nothing is being done, and very, very intentionally. And, of course, if there were an EMP attack, there would be an electromagnetic wave that would go out, and everything within line of sight, all electronic gadgetry, would be simply fried. The computers would be fried. Computers and cars would be fried. Certainly, the computers that did control the water supply, the fuel, the computers that control the electric switches and the pumps in gas stations would go down. And we wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have water. We wouldn't have fuel. We wouldn't have food because food couldn't be delivered to the grocery stores because the trucks would be down and food production would be hampered, badly hampered, because, of course, the people on farms wouldn't be able to get diesel fuel. People have no idea of the implications of an EMP attack because the reports that have been put out by Congress and by concerned people have been actively suppressed. Now, we have a wonderful talk on EMP. It was put on by Ambassador Henry Cooper, and he was the American ambassador to the disarmament talks that were held in the 1980s with the Soviets and into the 1990s. He's a personal friend. He gave a talk at our last conference about the danger of an EMP attack, and pointed out what anybody who has written on this will tell you. And that is within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. Let me repeat that. Within 60 to 6 months to a year of an EMP attack on America, which of as many as 90% of the American people would be dead, because simply in the cities there wouldn't be food or water, and certainly the roads would be crowded with people trying to get away. But of course, the whole medical infrastructure, the police structure, the fire departments, everything would break down in America. And this has been covered by, when we actually are carrying the 2004 Congressional Committee report on this. You say, well, if this was true, everybody would know. Ladies and gentlemen, if this were true, everybody would not know, because the media is controlled, and they focus your attention on the things they want you to think about right now, an organized effort to disarm the American people, focusing on the tragedy that took place in Newtown, Connecticut, there at the Sandy Hook School. And day after day after day, you see news articles about the tragedy that took place and how we should commit good deeds for every one of the 26 people who were killed there. Well, what happened was a tragedy, but we haven't been told the truth, because the video cameras that were focusing that day, that were functioning that day, they've confiscated the films and they will not show it. And of course, there were other shooters. And, of course, everything suggested, well, you're being told. Everybody knows that Adam Lanza shot his mother and shot those 26 people, 20 students and 6 administrators. But how do we know that? Why, we've been told by the controlled media that's what took place, and yet no independent investigation has been allowed to take place. And the police officers and the detectives and the sheriff's office have been told under no circumstances to reveal what they know, and they know there were other shooters, so why don't we talk about them? Why don't they release the videotapes? Because this is to be used, this incident, they tried to use it to disarm the American people, and I believe it is specifically in preparation for the coming chaotic system situation that lies ahead. And believe me, this will be a chaotic situation. If you have not yet seen the DVD by Ambassador Cooper, we carry it. It's his talk, just pointing out the fact that within 6 months to a year after an EMP attack on America, as many as 90% of the American people could be dead. And a similar report came out from the Heritage Foundation by 2 PhDs. And if you get the DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Well, you can actually get that DVD, and we'll send that Heritage Foundation report along with it. We think it's very important. We carry a book. It's called A Nation Forsaken. It's written by a man named Michael Maloof, or Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F. And Michael basically was a senior policy advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense for many years, worked at the Defense Department, and in his book he points out exactly what I've said, except a great deal more detail, about all the efforts that have been made by concerned people to reach the American people, and of course they've all been effectively suppressed by the people who control the media, because they don't want you to know, they don't want you to begin making preparations. And ladies and gentlemen, only those people who make preparations, or who have a place to go, outside of the major cities, are going to terrible time coming ahead. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
At this time of year, health and happiness is at the top of everyone's list. Staying in shape and lowering fat intake, reducing the chance of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with a commitment to better health and nutrition will help you keep fit, not only for the new year, but for life. That's from Anytime Fitness, where we're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Anytime Fitness, 325 Winneka Parkway in Lafayette. For information, call 720-890-7437. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'm hopefully, if you're out there in the listening audience, would love to hear from you. We do have the number for our guest. He unfortunately hasn't called in. But certainly, let's continue then talking about the very real danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our number is 877-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This is not an imaginary threat. It is a very real threat, and it will simply destroy America. And you have to ask yourself, well, if this is really a problem, why isn't everybody talking about it? And we're not talking about it because it is a very real problem. It's a very real threat to America. And there is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to keep you from realizing that the enemy is not simply some other place in the world. The enemy is right here. There's an organized effort to actually suppress this information. Probably the best single book I have read on this subject is the book by Michael Maloof, or M-A-L-O-O-F, and it's called A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken. And he simply points out that the Russians are well aware of the danger of an EMP attack on America. And they're preparing, and basically all you need for an EMP attack, assuming we did not have a solar incident, would be simply to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, which the Soviets have many, as do the Chinese, as do the Iranians, as do the North Koreans, as do so many other countries throughout the world. An intermediate-range missile, and of course about 100 to 200 miles above America, you'd simply set off a nuclear blast, and the EMP effect of that would simply wipe out everything within line of sight. So the two bombs exploded on the East Coast, one in the northern section, one in the intermediate section of the East Coast, and two bombs on the West Coast, and one certainly over the central of our country, would effectively knock out the grid all across America. Now, unfortunately, the grid has aged tremendously. Of course, it's reinforced with transformers. There are about 2,000 transformers in our electric grid across the country. And you burn out a couple of those, and the whole system goes down. And basically, almost all of that 2,000 transformers would be susceptible to an EMP attack. We only have a few on hand to replace them. We no longer build them here. Why did we stop building them here? Well, I believe it was in preparation for this coming catastrophe. It takes a long time to build the transformers. They're very complex. They're very efficient. But it would, if we were to lose a large number of transformers, why would it take 1, 2, or even 3 years to begin to replace a significant number of them and get the grid back working? And during that time, we would be totally without electricity. You wouldn't be able to pump the fuel out of the tanks at the service station. So people would not have fuel for their cars, and most cars would not work. Some of the older ones that were not dependent upon computers would work, but the newer ones would not. And we're talking about not only the cars, but the trucks as well. And if there's diesel fuel, you're not going to be able to get diesel fuel delivered. And as a result, you're not going to have food in your food stores. And all throughout our major cities, people have a day or two supply of food. And after 3 or 4 or 5 days, people would be hungry and there'd be no more food available in the towns. And people would go to the stores, the shelves would be empty. People who did have food stored away would be targets. There'd be bands of people roaming the streets, you know, desperate for food for themselves and their families. You're talking about a totally catastrophic condition. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been studied extensively by Congress. This is not me talking. There is a 2004 Congressional Committee report. You can get it off the Internet, or you can get it from us. It costs, we charge $9.95 for shipping. It's 96 pages, as I remember. The 2004 Congressional Committee report on the danger of an EMP attack on America. You remember when that came out? And you don't, because it was totally blacked out by the control media. And then, of course, Congress was so concerned that they created another congressional committee. And that was in 2008. And as a result of that congressional committee report, why, of course, Congress in about 2010 passed legislation. Now I'm talking about the House of Representatives. Overwhelmingly, Democrats and Republicans voted for legislation that would correct the problem, and certainly for about $1 billion, at the most $2 billion a year over a period of 10 years. Had we started in 2000, and at the year 2000, there'd no longer be a problem. And they would have put various breakers within the system, so the EMP impulse would not have gone over the lines and fried all the generators. But nothing, ladies and gentlemen, nothing has been done. Certainly the electric companies haven't done anything, and they can pass the money on to the electric users, but there's been an organized effort to block this. Our military here in the United States, rather than having an independent means of communication, is totally dependent upon this other, the means of communication, the telephone lines, cell phones, other things that are here in the United States. And these would all be burnt out. The computers are very susceptible to an EMP attack unless they're in some sort of a Faraday cage, unless they're in a situation where you can actually block out all electromagnetic pulses. You could actually build one for yourself, for your computers and for other things that you want to preserve in case of an EMP attack. But you need to do it now, because basically 1 second after the EMP attack, it's too late. And when you read a 4-star Marine admiral saying it's not a matter of if we're going to have an EMP attack, but when, you begin to realize how much of a danger this is. The book, A Nation Forsaken, we do carry it. It's available through Radio Liberty. Of course, we carry the speech that was given by Ambassador Cooper here when he spoke before our conference. You get that. You get a copy of the Heritage Commission report along with it. We also are carrying the 2004 Congressional Committee report. We simply copied it. It's 94, 96 pages, something like that, and we present it in a booklet form. It's available from Radio Liberty. These are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you need to have the information, and you need to help us get it out. And who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Bonnie from Colorado.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good today. Freezing out here, but it's okay. Anyway, I have a question. If you have your computer unplugged or any type of electrical equipment unplugged at the time of the EMP attack, is it also affected?
Yes. At least this is my understanding.
To be plugged in.
My understanding is if you have a computer plugged or unplugged, it will simply fry it. Now, remember, there's a lot of questions about what's going on, but certainly reading what the experts have said, and I'm not an expert, all I know is what I read, but if you get these information that we're putting out, and the book, the talk by Ambassador Cooper, the 2004 Congressional Committee report, and you can pull that down off the Internet, or it's the Congressional Committee report on the danger of an EMP attack. There's a 2008 report. It's about 240 pages, so you can get at least the first one from us, and you will tell that this is exactly what they say. If your computer isn't plugged in, it can still be fried. Now, don't hold me to that. That's what the experts
say. Another thing,
I'm not an expert.
The refrigerator, if it's plugged in, will it be fried? If you have any kind of equipment, like if you're a medical office, if you have muscle stim, ultrasound equipment, that kind of thing, if it's
anything that has a computer in it can be fried. That's what the danger to the modern cars. The older cars don't have computers. But if you get back before about 1980, they weren't dependent upon computers, but the modern ones are. This is why the older cars would work. The older Volkswagens, diesel Volkswagens, and the older cars didn't have computers in them, but the modern ones do. And the fear is that most modern cars simply would not work. And even if they did work, you wouldn't be able to get fuel because you wouldn't be able to get the electric pumps that actually pump the fuel out of the tanks at the gas station. Wouldn't work because it would be an electricity. The entire electric grid would go down across America, at least every place, of course, that was not hit by the EMP attack. And if they were skillful in putting off the attacks on the East Coast, the West Coast, and one in the central part of the United States, we'd knock out probably 90% of the electric grids in America. And since they're all interconnected, this is the real weakness, they're all interconnected, it might knock out all of the electric grids here in America. And it would be a very simple thing to have put into the transmission lines of various types of breakers, because this thing happens in maybe a hundredth of a second. But you can have a breaker there that would prevent this from happening. They have specifically blocked any efforts to do anything to our electric grid to protect it. And as a result, our entire electric grid is in danger. And this is a far greater threat than even an isolated nuclear attack on New York or Washington, D.C. or San Francisco or Los Angeles. This would simply wipe out the electronic grids all across America and plunge us into the America that existed during the early part of the 19th century. People say this couldn't happen. If it would, we would make corrections. And the tragedy is we've not. And reading this book by Michael Maloff, who's actually quit the Defense Department, he's a senior writer for WorldNet Daily now. I've interviewed him, and you can go up on the Internet, and actually, if you go to my website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, punch on to listen. That'll take you to the SoundWave Tape 2000 website. And look on the right side, you'll see my one interview with Michael Maloff, and we'll be interviewing him, I think, again either this week or next week. And it's vitally important that people get his message.
Comment, Dr. Stan.
Sure,
if it takes years to get a transformer from parts made in communist China, maybe something like that is what America needs to start rebuilding our own self again and bring industry back and stop relying on communist countries that hate us. And if I can comment on the interest rate for the feds, you know, I understand that if they raise the interest rate 1 point, can you imagine what that does to the money we owe communist China? I have heard that they own so much land in the USA that when we don't pay our debt, they're just going to come and repo. I'll get off and listen, but if you could comment on that, maybe the Industrial Revolution would come back to America if something like that would happen, because we would have to take care of ourselves yet again instead of relying on all these lousy countries that we give money to that hate us. Bye.
You're absolutely right, but this did not happen by accident. It happened by intent. and the invisible forces that run our nation have intentionally transferred the building of the transformers for the electric lines to China, and China either could delay producing them or not produce them at all, and America would be returned to the way we were in the 1800s. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an imaginary threat, and the points that our caller made are excellent, and you should consider them. Why we transferred the building of our transformers for the electronic grid to China? It would take probably several years to build enough of them to get the grid back going. What happens if China didn't build them? What happened if China got hit by an EMP attack as well? There are a lot of uncertainties, and of course, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand that there are a number of forces at work in our society. And there really are dark and sinister spirits of forces which, of course, want to destroy America. And they are manifested in the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, certainly the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and a series of other similar organizations that hate America. Behind that, there are powerful spirits and forces, both demonic and angelic. We'll be back in a moment here at American Conference.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Buck Keeley, and I guess we got mixed up on our telephone numbers, but Buck is here with us this morning. And, of course, he is an expert gardener, having been involved in growing vegetables. Other items, he offers certainly vegetable seeds and all sorts of things that have to do with growing a vegetable garden. And going apropos of what we're talking about this morning, the fact that certainly we could very well see within a relatively short period of time an EMP attack on America, and you would have to begin to be able to look after yourself. Right now, you need to start thinking about how you would get water, how you would get food, and when it comes to the subject of getting food, that's what Buck Keeley is an expert on. Good morning, Buck. Thanks very much for calling, and I'm sorry for the mix-up on the telephone numbers.
Not a problem, Dr. Stan. It's been a while since we talked, so I expect to get confused.
Well, that's right. Buck will be with us now for a matter of some months on a regular basis, and basically, of course, he provides foods. He provides all sorts of the things that you need to be able to grow your vegetable garden and begin looking after yourself. So you pick up the story. How are people going to learn how to grow vegetables? What do they need? And pick up the story.
Well, it's kind of like, when is the best time to plant a tree? Yesterday. Gardening is not something that you pick up the skills for when you need them. It's too late then for you to be experimenting with your future and your future food. So you need to start gardening right now. And gardening is essential to the American life, life around the world, but particularly the American life. And we can all remember, who are old enough, the V-gardens that we had back during the World War II time and afterwards, where people grew their own vegetables because of the war caused a shortage of food supplies. And the things that we have on the horizon is far worse than we could ever expect it in the 1940s. We have, as you mentioned, an EMP, either man-made or natural, or a terrorist disruption, any place, any major city in America. It doesn't have to be next door to you. Any major city in America is going to disrupt all of the communications and all of the natural flow of materials and goods. So right now is the time to start learning. And this time of the year, here we are in the middle of January, and most of the country is too cold to be out breaking the ground and putting seed in. This is an ultimate time to learn how to sprout vegetables. Sprouts are a prized source of protein and of nutrients and of vitamins, and they can be ready to eat in 3 to 5 days. It's a very simple process to grow sprouts, and we have both the sprouts and the equipment on our website. I encourage your listeners to start growing sprouts. We sprout year-round. The fresh source of nutrients is always good, and I like the taste of them. And then if you've got, in the warmer climate, if you're down in zone 7 or 8, if you're down in the Texas area, southern Texas, or in the Southern California areas now, you can start putting out your greens and things like that as well. But the process of growing food is as basic as this. You have to have seed, then you have to have soil, and then you have to have water. And if you have the soil and the water, you don't have the seed, you don't have a garden. So you need to have seed on hand, and seed stores very well. We sell seed banks that are sealed in PVC that'll keep 20-plus years in germination on these seeds to where you have them on hand. And seeds in your house in an airtight container in a dark cupboard will keep for a couple of years. So you need to have seed on hand. And what kind of seeds? Well, what do you like to eat? Tomato seeds and pepper seeds and greens and cucumbers and melons. All of those things are available for you. And you don't have to have an acreage to grow a garden. We put together specialty packs for people who are urban, for people who are living in condominiums with shared space, or if they're living in a small apartment area with a small back area or front area to plant, or to a medium-sized or large garden in a backyard. You can container grow your plants in 5-gallon containers and so forth. So you don't have to have an acreage to have a garden. You just have to have seed, and you have to have soil, and you have to have water. And those three things, you can have a garden. And you can start that today indoors on some of the areas right now, and certainly can start sprouting.
All right, fine. Well, now basically, how can people get in touch with you and find out the various items you carry, the seed banks, certainly the other various things as far as growing is concerned?
We're located on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com. And you can also contact us via telephone toll-free at 1-888-866-9132. One more time, that is 1-888-866-9132, and we'll help you with your selection there or send you out a catalog. But the best way is to go to the website if you have access to the Internet and browse our site. We have about 240, 250 different varieties of seed for you to choose from, and instructions on when to plant them and how to plant them and what kind of care they need after you have them in the ground. And so take time and browse. our website is going under review, and we are updating it. We'll have a lot of new articles on non-genetically modified seeds and non-hyper-hybridized seeds on the site coming soon as we're rebuilding our site with new information. And for your listeners that haven't listened to us before, the importance of having heirloom seeds is paramount. That you don't want to buy seeds that will not reproduce fruit. Most of your seeds that you buy from big catalogs are seeds that can't reproduce themselves. That they'll grow the one fruit. They're either modified hybridization to grow one season, and the second plant doesn't bear fruit. So you want to make sure as you buy your seeds that you buy heirloom seeds that you can take the tomato and harvest the seeds out of it, or the cucumber and harvest the seeds, so you get a next generation of planting. So wherever you buy your seeds, make sure that they're heirloom seeds and not hyper-hybridized seeds.
And that's the thing. Of course, Monsanto and a couple of other countries are producing these genetically modified seeds that will not produce themselves. Why are they doing this? Well, I believe that they're part of a population control agenda, because, of course, they're working very closely with Bill Gates and the other people, the Rockefeller Foundation, and they've got a seed bank up about 800 miles from the North Pole, where they're storing on a small Norwegian island massive amounts of heirloom seeds. Why are they storing them? Well, I think they want them there when they start in all over again. This is certainly the doomsday seed bank is what it's referred to. You can look it up on the Internet. This is not imaginary. It's real. We do face very real problems today. Now, what's the secret to growing seeds? I mean, how can people learn to grow seeds and get these things to germinate and come up? What's it all about? What sort of soil should they put it in? How much should it be watered? Why don't you give our listeners some tips on how to go about doing this, because a lot of people, sort of like myself, are not experts at growing flowers or growing seeds or growing vegetables. What do they need to know?
Well, different vegetables require different nutrients and different conditions for good growth. And that's something that you're going to learn by reading and researching. We do have those helpful articles for you on our website as well. But most of your tropical plants, such as tomatoes is tropical, or your peppers are considered tropical, they in most areas have to be started indoors, because the growing season on them is so long that most summers run out before the plants start to put on. So if you're wherever you live, your tomato plants and your pepper plants, you want to indoors in a greenhouse or in a makeshift greenhouse in your house, 6 weeks for tomatoes, 8 weeks for peppers before you're ready to plant them. By doing that, you have the plants ready to go into the ground when the conditions are proper for them.
Hold off. If you have a question, our telephone number is 877-547-5. Before, give us a call.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat.
and Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Buckley, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But this is something important that people need to learn how to grow vegetables. Most people simply think that vegetables come from the grocery store. But if we were to have a major cataclysmic event in America, within 48 hours, the grocery stores would be empty of food, of canned food, of vegetables, and then what would you do? Well, people say it couldn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you read the material we talked about in the first half of this program, you'll know that it not only can happen, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen, at least according to many of our military and industrial leaders who understand the very real threat that faces America. And there's been an organized effort to block programs to correct this and to save the lives of the majority of the American people. When this occurs, you need to get the information on EMP attacks. And then right now, you need to begin thinking about how you would look after yourself and your family. Well, certainly, what about the soil, Buck? What would people know? How would they plant different items in different types of soil?
Well, the soil, as I mentioned earlier, it takes three things to grow a garden. That's seed, soil, and water. The soil is extremely important. And one of the reasons why our vegetables are such low quality in America is because the soil has been wore out by monocropping, where large corporations will come in and they'll grow, thousands of acres of tomatoes over and over. And it wears the soil out. It depletes it of its resources. So they have to supplement it with artificial fertilizers and other chemicals to provide growth for the plants. And that's the reason why homegrown vegetables are always so much better tasting and more healthy for you. So we build our soil. We don't deplete our soil and then use, chemicals to prop it up. And so you start out with a garden, and if you've not grown a garden before, and you've got a piece of property you want to put a garden on, this time of the year you go and you prepare your soil. And one of the best ways to do it is, first of all, you need to kill the grass and the weeds that are there. You come out and either stretch a tarp down or lay down cardboard on top of the ground, ideally cardboard, because it's biodegradable and it will go into the ground and provide nutrients for the soil. And you put on top of that some hay and some top of that some wood chips, and you let it set through the winter. Come springtime, there's no sun that's allowed to hit the grass and the weeds, and they die underneath it. And then you come in behind that and you plant your garden on top of it, that you have nutrients already happening there. So you're building your soil, and you add to that soil every year. You build it up with horse manure. You build it up with chicken manure. You build it up with compost piles that you have around, where you throw nothing in the trash. That the paper goods and the food waste goes into your compost pile, and you're building soil out of that all the time. Put that right on your garden after you build your compost. You put the leaves on there. They don't go in bags and sit by the side of the road and pay for somebody to pick them up. You put your leaves on the compost pile, that you put your grass trimmings on the compost pile, that it becomes an active part of your life, where nothing is wasted, but you're putting it all back into the soil, so that when you grow your fruit and vegetables, you have healthy, delicious fruits and vegetables. And the way that you do that is that when you harvest your vegetables, even the vines that they grew on or the plants that they grew on, it goes in your compost pile, and it goes back into the soil and it builds the soil. And so it's important to do that. And you can find a variety of different resources for that. You can, if you have a dairy nearby, you can go to the dairy, and generally they'll give you the manure for free, or if you need to have it delivered, a small delivery fee. You can buy sterilized fertilizer from the big box stores, although that some of them say organic. I'm not sure about the sources. The more local you are where you gather your materials, the better you can control what goes into your garden. But soil is important, and if you don't have good soil and don't take care of your soil, you don't have good vegetables, that my wife and I were watching a DVD of the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma. I was born and raised around Oklahoma. And how that the lack of proper care for the soil depleted the soil and had the Great Dust Bowl years for years. No product could be grown in these fields because they didn't take care of their soil. So that's something you want to do. And by building your soil, you not only provide for the next generation a place for them to have gardens, but you provide for yourself now good, nutritious food.
Well, now, basically, should the every year, should you replace the soil, or should you just simply add to it?
Well, that if you're container gardening, that you need to build your soil more aggressively than if you're in flat gardening. Flat gardening, you're building over every year with better soil. In container gardening, you're going to have a limited amount of resources in that soil, and you need to be more aggressive about building that. And if I had, when I talk about container gardening, I'm not talking about raised beds where you have 8 or 10 inches of soil on a 4x8 or a 4x6 piece, but I'm talking about in a 5-gallon bucket or in a 3-gallon bucket or small containers. It's easier to start over with fresh soil every year and put the old soil on your compost pile and use it to build soil with. In your raised bed gardening areas, it's better to build the soil just like you would if you're flat gardening and you've got 6 to 8 inches to 10 inches deep of soil. And you just put your compost on top of it, you put your manure on top of it, and take a garden fork and turn it over every year before you start to plant to get fresh nutrients there. Is an ideal way of doing your raised beds. But you have to be more aggressive on your container gardenings and raised beds gardenings for the nutrients than you do in a flat gardening area, because you have the resources of the soil around it and the natural elements happening in the garden itself, with leaves that are naturally falling, if there's trees nearby, and that you're naturally cutting into an organic material rather than pulling it out, stacking it, you're coming into your garden, you're putting that organic material back into the garden. So you need to build the soil more aggressively in a raised bed and a container gardening. The easiest way is to put it into your compost pile and start fresh with new soil every year.
Well, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website once again for our listeners. And, of course, Buck will be with us once a month for the next 4, 5, 6 months as people are developing their garden, growing their gardens. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your catalog, get your material.
If you have access to the Internet, simply go to seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com. And when you get to our front page, click Shop on Seeds, and that'll take you into where our inventories or seeds are at in the descriptions and pictures of everything we sell. You'll see a picture of that seed there and of the product it produces and lots of helpful links. And our telephone number is toll free at 888-866-9132. One more time, it's 888-866-9132.
All right, God bless. We appreciate you being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again on our other networks, and we'll be with us on the other networks in the coming week. And he'll be back again
pleasure,
next month, and start making preparations, ladies and gentlemen. You need to learn to be, make the difference sometimes between life and death, the difficult times that lie ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, this time I need to mention that my ministry is... primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we have about 50 stations out across America that carry some or all of our programs, and you can, of course, look at the information on that at RadioLiberty.com. That's our website, RadioLiberty.com, and look under frequencies. And then, of course, you can listen to our program on the Internet. There's certainly 24 hours a day. We do 4 hours of radio besides this program, trying to get people to understand that America is in dire straits today, and we are under attack. There's an organized effort to destroy America by the enemies of God, and I believe God is going to allow this to happen unless there's a massive revival in America, because this nation has obviously turned against God as we've taken God out of our schools and out of our prayers, and certainly they've taken prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and moral training out of our schools. And there's no instance in all history where a nation has turned against God, where God has not eventually brought terrible punishment on that nation. And there really are spiritual forces behind this effort to conceal the fact that we face the very real danger of an EMP attack. Now, if you'd like to know about this, let me suggest the DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack. It's the talk given by Dr. Pybe by Ambassador Henry Cooper at our last conference. And if you get that, we'll send you along without charge a copy of the Heritage Report. Two PhDs get together and tell you what really lies ahead. We carry certainly the book, A Nation Forsaken, written by Michael Maloff, former senior policy advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense, a fascinating and vitally important book. And we've actually reprinted the 2004 Congressional Committee Report, Commission Report on the Dangers of an EMP Attack. This is not imaginary, it's real. You can pull it down off the Internet, but you can get it from us rather inexpensively and nicely bound. We want you to get the information. We want you to copy it. We want you to start sounding the alarm, because nobody is sounding the alarm. I can tell you Ambassador Cooper and the other people he's working with in Washington, D.C. are frantic to get the information out. Congress tried to get the information out, totally blocked by those who control the media. And if you don't believe the media's control, go up in the Internet, certainly. Or go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, type in your search engine, Radio Liberty Media Control. Radio Liberty Media Control. It is controlled by six major corporations that are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I hope you'll get a case of them at a reduced cost and start getting the information out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. You need to get my book, read it. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get a case of them with a cost of each book less than $2.40 each. And if you get a case of Radio Liberty, of Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get a free 4-CD set or 4-DVD, something we produced to help you defray the postage. But you need to have the information. We hope you'll help us to get the information out while we can. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of if, but when an EMP attack comes, and when it does, you're not going to have radio. You're not going to have other means of communication. You're going to see the total breakdown in the structure of our society, and Congress knows that. They voted to remedy this, but they've been blocked. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8977, until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coins.